News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Well, as I say, this morning, the front pages, gorgeous pictures of the rowers arriving home. Celebrations are continuing in West Cork after Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy struck gold for Ireland in rowing in Tokyo. But that wasn't the only medal, of course, for Skibbereen, as Emily Hegarty won bronze as part of the women's four. Violet Hayes, chairperson of Skibbereen Rowing Club, joins me now. Good morning to you, Violet. So how did you celebrate last night?
Good morning, Shane. Well, it's great news. All the athletes are safely home. They haven't seen their families for over 7 weeks, which is very unusual for the Olympics, as you know. So that's good. Now, there were the traditional West Cork bonfires. I think people were waiting a lot for random cars. And that was really all that was there, because we're just so conscious of the COVID restrictions in place. We know there's over 1,000 cases every day, over 160 people hospitalised. So unfortunately, what our plan is to have maybe what we'll call it is a retrospective public homecoming, hopefully in the autumn when guidelines allow.
A West Cork bonfire, for people who aren't familiar, what does that mean?
Oh, West Cork bonfire is at various crossroads or junctions. It's nothing like one sees on the television. It's just a welcome home. I think it's something like a beacon of light. I suppose that's my way of describing it. So it's just to say, look, you did great. We're all gathered around you. You know, you're bringing the light to us and we're bringing the light back to you. And their gold and bronze medals are certainly twinkling in West Cork today.
And Violet, we have reports in the papers this morning that health chiefs and Gardaí were warning locals about celebrating and raising major concerns about this. It sounds like you didn't need that warning. You were very well aware of it.
Oh, we were. Of course, we were very well aware of it. I mean, it's unfortunately COVID has kind of stricken every community in Ireland. Everybody's had a very challenging 18 months. A bit like the bonfire, we can all see the light at the end. Vaccinations, we've had two walk-in vaccination centres in West Cork over the weekend, because obviously we're a well-known holiday area. And the crowds that have attended have been fantastic. So we are so nearly there. And 2016 homecoming was something that will live long in not just Skibbereen and West Cork memories, but I think the country's memory. It was iconic. It was fantastic. And unfortunately, at the moment, we can't do that. But maybe we'll have something bigger and better when we're allowed to do so. And, you know, hopefully the way things are going, look, that will be before the end of the year.
And when you have a rowing club where you have multiple Olympians now involved in that club, do you notice a lot more interest in people looking to join? What's the past few days been like in terms of, are people ringing up going, I want to become a member now?
I think it's more than that. There's a lot of selfies, a lot of drive-bys and people hopping out of the car, selfie done and drive on. So there's a lot of that. And you've probably seen as well in photos and online the amount of buntings and flags and cutouts and everything else around festooned around Skibbereen. So Skibbereen was like Killarney on a Munster final day on Saturday. It was incredible. So it's fantastic. It's fantastic for this area. And I think it's fantastic for the people of Ireland as well. You know, to see these young people coming home with these medals and doing it in such a dignified way. And, you know, there's something we're really, really proud of. So,
Right.
And we're an island nation.
Indeed.
And it's good to see winning medals on the water.
Well, Violet, congratulations to all down there. And thanks so much for joining us this morning. Violet Hayes, chairperson of Skibbereen Rowing Club.